Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear leaders and gentlemen, this statement is supported by Wealth Afghanistan and Afghanistan Peace House. 10 months after 15 of August 2021, Afghan girls and women, including myself, feel betrayed. The international community has been passive in the face of the dramatic worsening of the situation. Afghan women activists like me are being brought to countries across the globe, but we have to ask, are you really listening to us? International action has been focused on humanitarian aid, but in most of provinces, aid is not reaching women and girls. There is insufficient accountability and gender sensitivity in aid delivery and funding. Excellencies, support and funding for civil society should not be limited to humanitarian aid. Funding and program on women and girls' rights must be urgently resumed. All our rights are being erased, and we cannot even protest. Violence against women and girls is normalized, and child and forced marriage have strongly increased. Women and girls' rights, including our rights to education and work, must be safeguarded. Lastly, we call on all of you to uphold your commitment to Afghan women and girls and to listen to us to inform all policies and action on Afghanistan. We urge this council to continue to closely monitor and ensure regular reporting on the situation.